The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio and like it, please. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook as well, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, friends, that number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I'm just thinking about how many emails we get on a daily basis. In correspondence via email or Facebook.
Shy people.
Yeah.
I'm so shy. I'm silly shy.
Yes. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. Man, if I love my country and I was getting lit because that's the response, I'd be jumping on the radio. That's just me, though. Maybe that's why I'm on the radio. I didn't apply for the job. Everybody needs to understand, I didn't apply for this job, neither. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. In our
Can front. You say that with a little gumption, a little authority?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
A little bit better.
Get them out of somebody else's head and get them into yours and start acting on liberty, folks.
Speaking of people acting on liberty, News with Views just posted Bradley's latest column. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, along with a whole lot of other outlets, one of them being, I'm going to it right now, and these guys are great guys, Political Outcast and TheLastResistance.com.
Outcast?
Yes. TheLastResistance.com. There's more to come, too. We're talking with a guy today that owns a whole lot of websites, and I just sent off the picture. This is to our conversation we had earlier. They needed a picture before they could post it.
It's that's good.
Let me know that. Yesterday you could have done it. But anyway, we just sent that off, so there's more to come, folks. But you know what the feedback we're getting from is people like Kenneth Heitz is his name. He said when the King of England was acting like the Obama administration, The founding fathers saw fit to separate America from England.
Yep.
I think it is time to separate America from the evil government in Washington. He didn't say Washington.
It was time a long time ago.
Evil government. And then the question mark is, but how? Kenneth, you're listening today. We're going to tell you how, because it's all in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And our founders did it successfully, and we need to continue in their steps. Donna said this. Many people say from the perspective of Donna, who says, I firmly believe we as a nation can recover quickly with the right leader.
Mm-hmm.
In office to develop our natural resources and return to the strength of our nation.
Preachers, friends, not politicians. Amen.
If we will throw off this illegal, unconstitutional government that is violating the Constitution at every turn, invoking laws at his whim and holding us accountable to his will, putting us all in bondage and slavery to this ugliness.
That's what he's doing.
That's exactly what he's doing. And she identified, here's the cure. Robin said this.
Robin.
This is a different one. Again, these are all from News with Views this morning. People have been emailing us constantly. We can't read all of them.
Hey, Jake, what's with all these chicks writing in?
Oh, yeah.
Robin, get it?
I got it. That was good.
Yeah, tweet, tweet.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad I have you here, because I wouldn't have got that one.
That's true. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
That is true.
So what do you think of that?
I appreciate that.
I'm really laying that one on heavy. There is no condemnation to those that shut their pie holes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Does that mean I?
No, that's okay. Go ahead and open your pie hole. That's why you're the show host.
This is what Robin said. Sorry. But this nation gets what it deserves.
As if to say, I'm not on the same boat as they are. Yeah.
That's where we need to take it a step further. She identifies the problem. Plenty of people make a lot of money identifying the problem.
Yeah.
She goes on to say, and she's correct in her prognostication of what the problem is. Obama is a
dim
direct,
though it be.
That's right. It is dim.
Yes.
You'll find that at the end. Obama is a direct judgment from God.
He is.
True that.
No question about it.
We hate and curse his name, speaking of God's name, and yet ask him to bless us? Question mark?
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way. $400 million to save Twinkies. See, Twinkies and everybody.
Twinkies really fits into this, yeah.
Well, it went out of business. The government tried to bail it out.
Maybe she's mad because she didn't get Twinkies or.
Well, I think what she's paralleling is $400 million of taxpayers to bail out Twinkies who went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And then the same people pay $450 to $5,000 to abort our babies.
Well, he did. Obama did shoot himself in the foot when he allowed Twinkie to go out of business, because who's going to support all of those fat welfare people? Yeah.
Well, it's not his
that
wife.
He creates his dependencies for his version of government.
At least publicly, his wife won't endorse that because she's the health person.
Right. You ever notice welfare folks, they're fat?
Yep.
And besides lazy, they sleep till noon.
I find that a lot.
Yeah.
Smoke cigarettes, buy lottery tickets.
So they always got beer. Always got what they want. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Always
shame.
Got time for a party.
Shame upon you.
She ended her column with, and this is where people are wrong. She said we should all be in body bags.
That's pretty morbid.
That is.
That's pretty sick. I got a question. Where's the love, Robin?
Where's the answer?
Yeah, where's the love?
Where's the redemption?
You love
Christ?
Your country so much, it's one thing to sit and point the finger at it. I'm offended by that. I'm completely offended by that. Because she would rather end up being right in body bags than standing up and fighting for her country and redeeming it back into the original state.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, yeah.
True conviction.
I don't like that stuff. Why'd you even?
Because it
throws in an unbalance.
It puts that people are thinking in one way, they can identify the problem. But just as you said, it takes more, there's more condemnation to those that don't act on what they know is right than those that are acting wrong when they don't know what is right.
Well, because they love darkness rather than the light, John 3:18.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yep, that's the condemnation.
Amen.
So all of these stories, find them on Sons of Liberty Facebook. We just blasted out a couple columns. We'll have another one for you at the end of today.
Well, folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, coming back talking about civil disobedience, and I'm going to give it to you straight from the Word.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Jennifer. You had two gentlemen and a lady that worked in Love Park, Illinois, and I told them a story and was hoping they'd pray. I would like those people to know, thank you so much for praying for my little girl. She came out of her coma. They don't know how much brain damage that she had, but she's speaking, and I want to thank them so much for praying.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Well, I was just thinking about what Robin said, and I'm just thinking, man, she's laying some rotten eggs, isn't she?
Yeah, those are rotten.
She needs to find a nest in a different country if that's all the more love she has for her own.
Yep. We should all be in
shame upon you.
Shame upon
that's
that
sick. That was a sick response, is what it was. Folks, we've been talking about civil disobedience, and we have the 78% of the professed Christians in America that don't know 3 of the 10 commandments. 3 out of every 4 pastors across the country are involved in or have admitted to be involved in some form of immorality. Most professed Christians don't even know the definition of real grace. They have no idea what it is, and they wonder why there's no fruit. And the fruit of grace to be a part of their life, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. No, in their lives, sin abounds rather than the grace abounding. They don't understand overcoming because they don't know the Christ. It's also interesting that they can't even define the word sin, and sin is the transgression of the law. 99.9% of the time, you ask a professed Christian what sin is, they'll say, missing the mark. And you'll say, who told you that? Well, my pastor did. Really, so it's missing the mark to break or transgress God's law? That's not missing the mark. That's a violation. That's disobedience. Willful disobedience. Transgression means, as to say, if a cop is standing in the street telling you to stop outside of the law and you driving by him with your foot on the gas pedal. That's transgressing the law. It's going over the top. But let's bring you back to what the word says and put your feet upon the rock of Jesus Christ so you can understand what Romans 13 really means. And I'm going to bring in some more examples. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. It's kind of like where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what faith does.
Romans 13, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. So who established the higher powers? God did. The powers that be are ordained of God. Self-explanatory. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. First and foremost. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Sure. For rulers are not a terror to good works. No, to those that obey the Lord. No, they're not a terror to good works. No, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God. Does God contradict himself? Does he contradict his own law? Absolutely not.
The only one that doesn't.
Now, friends, I want to jump over to Ephesians 6 really quick, because we need to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers. Listen next. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I think it's also interesting to note that in Psalm 94, it says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?" the Lord asks. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? What is the very habitation of God's throne? Psalm 97. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of the throne of God. Clouds and darkness are round about him. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. Okay, so how do we correlate that with Scripture? Well, let's go to Acts 4 really quick. Peter and John, speaking of civil disobedience, friends. Well, we're told today that we're supposed to just submit to whatever the president says because he said so. Some people say, Bradley, what you say is so radical. Oh, is it? Now, I think it's pretty radical that you have the president of the United States advocating the murder of babies in the womb 4,000 a day.
Radical.
That's pretty radical. I think it's pretty radical that there's death panels on Obamacare and gun control. Everything that is anti-American, this administration and this criminal administration mean to do. And they are living it out in full color, friends, right in front of your faces. But the professed Christian says, my pastor told me I'm supposed to submit to them. Really, you're supposed to submit to those that are at war with God? To those that are at war with God. Isn't it interesting how they contradict themselves? We see Moses and the Ten Commandments above the head of the Supreme Court justices, injustices for the most case. And we're supposed to submit to tyranny rather than what God told us to submit to.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yet our forefathers who established this country threw off tyrant King George, and we are born in the very things that we're talking about today. Our forefathers obeyed God. This administration calls your forefathers terrorists. Terrorists against who? Those that commit evil, not good. And that's our job. As if to say, well, if a cop's a drug dealer, that's okay. This is what the professed church says. Well, if the cop breaks the law, that's okay. Well, if he steals during a illegal search into my car, he forgot the Fourth Amendment, of course, but that's okay.
Yeah, of course he's
It's okay when the cop lies on the stand, too. No, they're advocating. This is what the professed church in America is advocating. Anarchy. Tyranny. They are teaching the American people to submit to tyranny rather than obey God. And I'll tell you why. Because those hirelings that open the door wide to the wolves, they don't care about the sheep, my friend. And I want to tell you what, God does care about
them. Right. Where's the love?
That's right. Where is the love? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. This is foreign to them. This is Chinese to them, friends. They have no idea what it means. They don't know what it means to stand up and fight for the next generation. And what they fail to realize is it's their kids that we're fighting for, and yet they're willing to persecute the living and praise the dead. And that's exactly what they do. Yeah? Tell the truth and shame the devil. If I was in a black church right
now,
thank you.
Don't shout me down.
Let's go to Acts 4, friends. This is awesome, awesome stuff. I just put this together right before the show. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them was about 5,000. Ooh, the Pharisees. The political tyrants in power were losing control because here comes the preachers.
The ones that crucified Jesus?
Yes, indeed they are. Let me go on. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas and John, and Alexander, all the corrupt Pharisees, and as many were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. Friends, case in point, John the Baptist had the same right, but he obeyed God rather than the Pharisees of the day. See, he loved the praise of God more than he loved the praise of men. And let me tell you something, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So when you see preachers that everybody loves, you better turn around, friends. You got too many people loving his gospel. And I want to tell you what, that gospel that he's preaching is missing the cross of Jesus Christ. Let me go on. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have we done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel. He's pointing his fingers back at them. And he's saying, you listen to me now. God has given you the position to be where you're at, but you do it for the wrong reasons. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole.
Oh.
They were mad because a man was saved and he was made whole in the name of Jesus Christ.
Healed.
He was healed. They didn't have a care. It's like the medical industry, man.
Yeah. They want you sick.
The doctors are afraid of the name of Jesus because he still heals today. Oh, we can't have that stuff, man. We lose too much money. But yet, when you look in Scripture, you look at the woman that had an issue of blood, and she lost all that she had, giving it to the doctors. Of course they don't want Christ. That's how they make their living, to their everlasting condemnation and shame. Verse 11, Peter said, this is the stone which is set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. This is exactly why corruption doesn't want the Christ preached, friends. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what should we do to these men? What should we do to these Christians? For indeed, a notable miracle has been done by them, and it's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. No, they can't. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Shame upon you. Shame upon you, 500,000 pulpits that sit down when you have the power in your hands. Satanists will even tell you that you don't know the power that's within the name of Christ. Whoa! Having a little church up in here. And they called the Christians, Peter and the others, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken, listen carefully unto you more than God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard, is what they said. Hallelujah.
Amen, said the church. That's how you have.
So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they may punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God, that which is done. Where is the church? Stand up and play the man like Polycarp did. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out online, you could also go to Facebook, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us, please. Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us. I like you. You can also check out my Facebook if you'd like to be my friend. I'm about halfway there, friends, before that page is filled up. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean. Double E. Bradley Dean. Got a picture of New York Times, the New York Times piece, and the picture that they use, that's my Facebook. So you can identify it that way. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Talking about civil disobedience. Let's go back to one of the famous Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield. Listen to what he said, friends. This is how he was honored. "I was honored today with having a few stones, dirt, rotten eggs, and pieces of dead cat thrown at me." Well, that sounds really weird. "Well, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why is that, Jesus? Because if you go down a little bit in the King James Version, Cambridge, John 15, because he took the cloak off of their sin, the covering off of their sin. He exposed them for who they really were." Jesus always goes to the heart, friends, not to the outward appearance. And you always know what's in the heart by the works that men do. Wasn't it?
That's what comes out of them.
Yeah, isn't that what it says in Scripture in the book of Titus? "They profess that they know me, but they deny me in works." Yeah, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, a reprobate. That means God's hand is not upon you. Let me keep going on here. Psalm 94:16. "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Ask the Lord." How do you know the difference between right and wrong? Because His law tells me so. Who taught us justice and judgment? God did. How do we know right and wrong? God taught us that. That's how you always confuse an atheist. No disrespect to the truth. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 14. Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Heather, you can keep throwing quotes up there by some of these famous preachers.
You know, I've got
the way they were honored.
Oh, okay, honoring. Well, this was aside from that, but there is the marvel of the disobedient church. This is that marvel, which hugs to itself Christian privileges and neglects Christian obligations.
Yeah. Did you see what I just posted on Facebook yesterday talking about abortion? The greatest ally the abortion industry has is the professed church in America.
Ooh.
Yes, it is.
How is that?
Because
Mr. Dean?
They are tolerating their crimes. They won't speak out against it for the most part. I'm talking about the professed church, friends. I'm not talking about the church.
That's right.
The church is doing the job.
Yep. They'll go to jail.
The
for
church
it.
Is being persecuted for righteousness'
sake. Right. That's right.
The church is being hated for being the light of the world that exposes the darkness, friends. That's the church's job. Like it or not. I love these. I really do love you.
I'm just thinking of people saying, well, I didn't sign up for that when I gave my heart to Jesus.
Well, then we don't need you here. We don't need you weighing in the stomach of the body of Christ. Then leave it.
I thought I was going to get a blessing. God's going to fix my marriage.
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Deny yourself. Take up the cross. He who tries to save his life will lose his life. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. Remember MLK? He said, you haven't found something to live for until you first find something to die for. When you get your life threatened, like we have met many times, your house posted up online, your address given out online, the state-run socialist communist media slurring your words, defaming you. Well, the same difference, I guess, in a carnal sense. But just think about that. Slandering you, defaming you, putting you in a false light. Happens all the time. You know, they said the same thing of Jesus. They said, hey, some say he's a good man. Others say he's not. Some say he's evil.
He's a deceiver.
The Pharisees of the day, the religious people of the day, called the Christ friends that died for the sins of the world, the propitiation of the sins of the world, Beelzebub. They called him the devil. And then the next thing Jesus said to him, listen, you can go ahead and say what you want about me. That's forgiven. But you better not do it when it comes to the Holy Ghost.
When he demonstrates. I mean, that in and of itself right there. Say what you will of me. I came to redeem mankind. But don't say against the works that the Holy Ghost demonstrates through me.
That's right.
And what did they do? They went right after the works. They wanted to kill the fruit. They hated it when people were raised from the dead. They hated it when people were healed. They hated it when people's lives were completely turned around. When a harlot was turned into a godly, pious woman, they hated it.
Don't you remember when Lazarus in John 11, he was blown out of his grave?
Yep.
Folks, my big brother, Jesus Christ, is going to blow your grandma and grandpa out of the grave.
Amen.
You too when you get there.
That's right.
But just think, he is the resurrection and the life. He came about, told Mary and Martha, listen, your brother is dead 4 days stinking. Literally, this is what Scripture says. He stinketh by now. He's been dead for 4 days. He went to the grave. He said, remove the stone. He yelled, come forth, Lazarus. He came forth with all the death rags on him and everything. The first thing they did, the religious people of the day, many believed on Christ right then and there, but many of them went back to the establishment and said, hey, listen, he just blew Lazarus out of the grave. The first thing they did was gathered together and said, listen, we're going to lose our place and our nation if we don't deal with Christ.
Yep.
We're going to lose our position, friends. See, but in America, they don't understand that this is leadership. This is the leadership that the American people are looking for to those that listen to me that are a part of our established government. And we stand behind you, too, as long as you're willing to do the right thing.
Well, that is your position, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They wanted to get rid of Christ and the miracles, friends. Just think about that.
Kill the man who was just raised from the dead. Kill him, because if we don't, we're going to lose our position. Seems to me you're in the wrong position. And isn't that what the administration right now and all men of wickedness are constantly attempting to do? Do away with what is good. We'd rather have what is bad because then we'll try to organize it.
What is the ACLU doing? What are all these atheist organizations? What are they doing?
Yep.
We don't want anything to do with God. Well, guess what, guys? We ain't asking you. We ain't asking you, you rebels towards God.
That's right.
You infidels!
Just like Christ wasn't asking when he went to raise Lazarus from the dead. And imagine this. We had a woman who runs a website for 30 and under yesterday on our show. Imagine when the Lord calls forth to this generation that everybody says, there's no hope, they're dead, they're stupid, I can't believe it, they're Nintendo games, they're video games, the music they listen to. When Christ opens up that rock, when they move the rock aside, and Christ says, next generation, come forth, because I have found favor with you.
That's right. Go to Scripture again. Oh. Moses told the older generation, God told Moses, tell the older generation that thought that they were going to go in, tell them to go around the mountain again, and tell the younger generation that they said would become a prey, tell them I'm going to bring them in.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. God saw fit to do the right thing. Will not the judge of the earth do that which is right? Absolutely. He's not a man that he should lie. That's what's so awesome about God. Peter and the apostles, Acts 5, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. Puts the medical industry out of business, doesn't it, friends? Then the high priest rose up, and all that they that were with them, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation because people were healed. How sick is that, friends? Right. Well, ask the medical industry today. Mm-hmm. They love the fact that you realize that you're sick when, in fact, you are not. You're just being irresponsible. But as long as they can show you the difference or take away the difference between you referencing right and wrong, friends, and they can dummy you down far enough, well, maybe they can put your kids on some dangerous antidepressant or even yourselves. It works for them, doesn't it? Through a lie. Verse 18, and laid their hands on the apostles, the bad guys did, the Sadducees, the powers that be, the tyrants, the despots, the monarchs, and put them in the common prison. Wow. But listen, they were thrown in prison, my friends.
For doing right.
They were thrown in prisons, but, I can hear it shaking, rattling, and rolling.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something's quaking.
Uh-huh.
Something's
all of a sudden, I hear, we bad, we know it, we got this stuff to show it. Oh, yeah, here he comes. Was it Michael the Archangel? Was it Gabriel? But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. So man throws them in prison for doing the commandments and the will of the Lord, and God sends forth an angel to undo what tyranny just did.
That's right.
Oh, but we're supposed to submit.
Yeah.
I can hear Peter saying, hey, but we're supposed to submit.
Sorry, angel. Come back another day. You know, civil disobedience is not in the Bible.
He didn't stop there. He said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
Proclaim it.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of Moses, that was the meekest man alive, power under control, friends. And God said to him, go confront Pharaoh, that tyrant, that barbarian, and I want you to confront him. And when you confront him, I'm going to bring my judgments upon his head. And when I bring my judgments upon his head, you're going to set the children of Israel free. What must the church do? Confront the tyrant.
Let my people go.
Yes. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest, the religious people, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel. This is some serious stuff. And sent to prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told. They said, the prison truly found, we shut all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Because God busted them out.
Glory!
Don't mock all the time, Jake.
Man,
this is some
serious
stuff.
Dude.
And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his people, straight away. It says straight away, but it means right away. And when he had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing God with all of his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent sergeants saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go, now therefore depart. But Paul turned around on those that illegally beat him and threw him in prison and said, wait a second, we be Romans, you just broke the law. He didn't just run, he didn't capitulate, he didn't tuck tail. He went back after the tyrants and those that broke the law along with the tyrants because he wanted to make sure that justice was done. We're going to come back and I'm going to give you another story talking about civil disobedience. True history, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I got two more. Eli Wiesel said Moses was the greatest legislator and the commander-in-chief of perhaps the first Liberation Army. That's right. He liberated them from bondage. Is a man in jail, friends, liberated? That's what the professed church is teaching you.
Yep.
Lasciviousness, do what you want to do. That's liberation. Really? Do you find joy, the joy of the Lord in prison, when you're there for the wrong reasons? No. Not intended to bring joy, is it?
You should find
it's
repentance.
When you repent is when you find the joy of the Lord. Read Nehemiah 8, friends. Princes, kings, and the other rulers of the world have used all their strength and cunning against the church, yet it continues to endure and hold its own. Yes, because Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church when the churches stand. Who is John Fox, by the way? He's the guy that wrote the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs. Would know better than him. But it still stands today, doesn't it, friends? We still have the freedom in Christ to do the right thing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes, indeed. Within the confines of God's commandments, through Christ, for His glory. Amen. Go to Acts 12. Now, about that time, Herod the king, stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. I wonder how that worked out for him. Not very well. And because he saw it pleased the corrupt church, the Jewish people of the day, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four guards of soldiers to keep them, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison again. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. That being Peter. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Huh. Man, they had it solidified, didn't they, Jake?
Very secure.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Ooh.
Time to wake up.
Man, but we're just supposed to submit to King Herod. We're supposed to submit to the Pharaoh. We're supposed to submit to all forms of tyranny. No forms of tyranny, friend. We're supposed to submit because the government says so. When the government obeys the laws that me and you obey, those that work for us obey the laws that they command me to keep, you better bet your bottom dollar, which is all in accordance with God's laws.
It's ordained by God.
Then we're good. Then we're good.
Yep.
And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. And a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. So he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. Wow. The angel of the Lord busting up. Man, it's a breakout, folks.
Yep.
It's a breakout.
By the good guys.
Yes, it is. And he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought it was, he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. God opened them for them, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Folks, do you realize that miracles are happening in third world countries all the time?
Need it.
Do you realize that Scripture says, I am the Lord thy God, I change not? Do you realize that Scripture says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you realize, friends, that God said he's faithful unto 1,000 generations? Who's changed? He's doing the same things he's always done since the beginning of creation. The people have. He hasn't. He's the one that said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. The question is who's calling upon him? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? The question is, them that believe are not asking for him to show himself strong on their behalf. No one's asking for the Lord to fulfill his word. I am. Amen.
You're in it. You need it.
Last scripture. Talking about civil disobedience. Angel breaks Peter out of jail. Acts 12. Verse 12, and when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of the tyrant Herod and from all the expectation of the bad people and the Pharisees and the political corruption of the day. Wow! Did you hear that in church this week?
No. Nope.
Hirelings, whores, adulterers. This is what Scripture says, friends. They've whored from their God. Read the book of Jeremiah.
Right.
They're adulterers. James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Read 1 John 2, friends, where he talks about what is the spirit of Antichrist? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the love of the world. But when we begin to talk about the power of the cross, we're talking about a different power source. And it all comes in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down upon the earth to preach the good news to dead men, those that are dead in their sin, repentant of their sin, sorry for their sin. That's what it means in Scripture, friends, when it talks about poor and contrite or poor in Scripture. It means destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let me go to another one. Paul and Silas, man. Here's another one.
Guys getting in trouble all the time.
For the right reasons. Amen. Paul and Silas, and it came to pass as he went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. To say all that, to say this, the magistrate was angry because now she was delivered from the spirit of divination. Because Paul got sick and tired of the devil following him, biting on his heels. And he was brought to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, nor to observe, being Romans. No, they didn't believe that they needed to repent before a just and a holy God, just like a man that doesn't believe he's sick needs a doctor. He understands that he has a need of a doctor once he realizes his sickness. Folks, that's what the law of God is for. It shows us our sickness to drive us to the great physician. His name is Jesus Christ. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate tore off their clothes, rent off their clothes, and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. God sent a breakout, friends. This was a breakout. It was a breakout, friends. God sent his angels to loose them from tyranny.
Because they were obedient to his word.
Amen. And that's the reason we are a Christian nation. That's why we are called the light on the hill, friends. Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, because some wanted to hurt themselves or kill themselves, because if they lose these two prisoners, they'll think there was some sort of bribe taking place, or they weren't responsible to watch over prisoners. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. These were Jews that were broken by the law, for those that had ears to hear what the law had to say. Friends, I want you to put into perspective what Scripture says, because nowhere can you find in Scripture anybody is required to obey a tyrant that wars against God. Just the exact opposite. And the great question for America, especially the professed church, is why do you tolerate those that kill innocent babies in the womb? Why do you tolerate those that empower tyrants only to bring forth judgment upon your own heads? Why do you tolerate these crimes? Why do you suffer these abuses? And let me remind you of what I said yesterday, friends. They derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's you. They do what they do because you gave them the right to do it. Now what are you going to complain about? Absolutely nothing. Friends, talking about civil disobedience, we obey God rather than man. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And forget it not. Listen to what John Fox said again. But though persecuting malice raged, yet the gospel shone with resplendent brightness, and firm as an impregnable rock, withstood the attacks of its boisterous enemies with success. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, one thing else that I wanted to share with you, friends, before we get going is I wanted you guys to understand that those that jail or incarcerate the younger generation, you need to realize that they're making $3.4 billion a year. Don't teach them the law. You know, it's interesting. These kids, they go to jail. First thing they see is a Bible. Why didn't you give them a Bible in school so they didn't end up in jail?
Hello?
Well, that doesn't work for the bureaucracy, friends. That's how they make their money. They make, these are crime criminal syndicates. Drugs? Folks, there's no drug war. Just think about this. If the American people weren't buying, you wouldn't have illegals coming over here bringing them, would you? America needs to take responsibility, friends. Don't have time. Oh, sorry. You called too late, my friends. Again, was this? I had paper over it. Was that phone caller on there for a long time? We'll take him first tomorrow. Sorry about that. Dave in Ohio, so on and so forth. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.